This is your daily Fortis News Break. I'm Gabriel Hughes, filling in for Jimmy Hicks. A bombshell of a report came out yesterday, and hold on, because this one is difficult for any decent human being to stomach. An independent report released by Restore Britain alleges that as many as 250,000 British girls have been subjected to rape, trafficking, torture, and exploitation by migrant gangs. Nearly 90% of rape gang convictions are Muslim men. The report states this scandal is one of the most horrendous failures in the history of the country. The report went on to say that victims were trafficked between cities, filmed for blackmail, and forced into abortions, among many other horrors. It's stories like this that make it really easy to pray something like Psalm 3:7, "Arise, O Lord, break the teeth of the wicked." President Donald Trump said he's ready to strike a ceasefire deal with Iran to be signed this Friday in Switzerland. The deal will open the Strait of Hormuz without tolls in exchange for the U.S. ending its naval blockade against Iran. Gas prices have fallen a bit since the announcement was made. The famed director Steven Spielberg, known as the father of the summer blockbuster, recently said his new Alien movie, Disclosure Day, would shake the faith of a lot of people. He said, "What does this do to the fundamental beliefs that many of us have? Is God our God only on this planet or for every system with a civilization?" Well, the movie has done nothing to disturb anyone's faith. In fact, it's projected to be a bust. The movie had a $44 million opening weekend on a $115 million budget, not including $80 million spent on marketing. It has poor reviews among viewers who called the film boring. So apparently the only faith the movie is shaking is in Spielberg's ability to make a good movie. A recent review from the Wheatley Institute analyzed 1,069 high-quality studies on religion and health. What they found examining these studies is that people devoted to religion tend to have better health. The reason is not because faith replaces medicine, the review said. It's because religion tends to shape behavior and accountability. For example, the religiously devoted are 43 times less likely to fall into substance abuse and other self-destructive behaviors than those who claim to have no religion. Now, of course, having religion is not enough to save a person. The only way we can be forgiven our sins and have eternal life is by faith in Jesus Christ. If you have poor health because of destructive decisions you've made, it's not too late to turn to Jesus, and He will make you new. But even without a survey to tell us, it's easy to tell that being obedient to God is a healthy way to live. That's your Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. Download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. Go to fortisinstitute.org. Subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app. And until tomorrow, go serve your King.